Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Me'ilah Daf Dalad, Me'ilah 4. And today's Daf Yomi, on Dalad Amabez, our Gemara cites a teaching from our Mishnah. So it said in our Mishnah, Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua taught a general principle, Kol Shahaisala Shas Heter, that any time an offering had a moment, a Shas Heter, a moment where it was permitted, Kohanim, to the Kohanim, then Ein Molin Ba. Then we say that the laws of Me'ilah no longer apply, since the Kohanim were allowed to eat it at one point, therefore the laws of trespassing don't apply. Since the Kohanim were allowed to eat it, that is going to be a dispute amongst the Gemara. The Kol Shalohai Salah Shas Heter Kohanim, anything that does not have this Shas Heter, this moment of permissibility to the Kohanim, then the laws of trespassing still apply, because it was never permitted to the Kohanim, so it still belongs entirely to God. So if a person uses it, they are trespassing. Says our Mishnah, Ezohi Shahai Salah Shas Heter Kohanim. What's an example of something that has this moment of permission for the Kohanim, even though that, and therefore it becomes, there's no longer Me'ilah, even though afterwards it became prohibited to the Kohanim? So we say, Shalana v'shanitmeis v'shayotas, that if it, after it was permitted to the Kohanim, it remained overnight when it wasn't allowed, or shanitmeis, or it became defiled, it became ritually impure, or shayotas, or went outside of the temple, then under those circumstances, since it had a shas heter, the laws of Me'ilah don't apply. And what is something that never had a shas heter kohanim, that never had a moment of permission, and so therefore it's going to, the laws of Me'ilah are going to apply? We're talking about a situation where when it was slaughtered with the wrong intent. It was slaughtered with the intent to bring it outside the temple, or to bring it beyond the time where it was capable of bringing it. And so under those circumstances, also, v'shakibu psulin, or if somebody who was ritually impure gathered in the blood, v'zarku estama, or sprinkled the blood, then all those situations are things which never had a shas heter, they never had a moment of permission, and so therefore it's prohibited. So says our Gemara, Amroi bar kaparo avar pedas, comes along bar kaparo and he asks bar pedas, he says, ben achosi, he says, you're my nephew, the son of my sister. Tomorrow we got to go to the Beis Medrash and we're going to study. Let's look in depth. Let's prepare. We have to prepare for our shir. We have to prepare for our studying. Let's see, what does this concept mean, Shas Heter? What does it mean when our Mishnah says that there has to have a moment of permission? And so that's what we're going to analyze tomorrow in the Beis Medrash. Because Heter Shchita Shaninu, that idea where we learned that it has to have a Shas Heter, that has to have a moment of permissibility, is it sufficient that it has, that it was slaughtered with a state of ritual impurity? And that's the reasoning that it's gone out of the laws of Me'ilah of trespassing. And so therefore, even if a disqualifying defect happened during the other services, the laws of Me'ilah don't apply. So one possibility is Heter Shchita. Another possibility that Bar Kapara said to Bar Pedas on top of Hey Omid Alf is Heter Zerika Shaninu. Oh, maybe we're talking about a case where there was Heter Zerika, where there was the permission of, because the blood was capable of being sprinkled, that even though the person slaughtered it properly, according to this second question, that's not sufficient, because the Mishnah says that it has a moment of Heter LeKohanim, and meaning to say that the Kohanim are actually only allowed to eat the meat once the blood was sprinkled. And so therefore, so what we need is the Kabbalah Behechsher, we need the receiving of the blood so that it was capable of being sprinkled, and then it's going to be considered that it's royal Kohanim. So anything that is capable of being sprinkled perhaps is sufficient. Or Heter Achila Shanina, or maybe we need completely for it to be permitted, meaning to say not enough that it was capable of being sprinkled, that the blood was received properly, but actually that it was actually sprinkled properly. And we don't say the position that as long as it is capable of sprinkled, it is like it is actually sprinkled. So the Gemara says that Bar Kapara answered Bar Pedas that this was actually a dispute between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah said, Heter Shchita Shaninu. Chizkiah says, no, it's sufficient as long as the animal was slaughtered properly, then it has exited from the realm of Me'ila. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, heter achila sheninu. No, it actually needs to be completely permitted to be eaten. And the Gemara continues its discussion. And I want to point out that we had said that Bar Kapara asked Bar Pedas, but the Shita Mekubeses actually changes that from Bar Pedas to Bar Pada, and this is based upon a Tosos and Temura. And the reason is because Bar Padas in the Shas refers to Rabbi Lezer Bar Padas, who was actually not the nephew of Bar Kapara, so it was somebody else. And so therefore he changes it. But there are some people who say that there is a Midrash, Bereishis Rabba, 25:7, that where it states, Darash Rabbi Yehuda ben Pedaya, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Pedaya expounded, and he expounded the verse about, and he said the phrase that Adam should remove the earth from his eyes. And when Bar Kapara heard this, he said, Yafa Darashta ben Achoti, that Bar Kapara said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pedaya, you have expounded well. And so we see that ben Pedaya is really the Bar Pada, and he was the nephew of Bar Kapara. So that's why he changed it to Bar Pada instead of Rebbe Lezer ben Pedas. But it's also possible that he calls him, that it wasn't really a reference to Bar Pada, but rather the phrase Ben Achoti is a honorific, it's a praise, because we say in Proverbs 7:4, Amor l'chachma achosiat, say to wisdom, you are my sister. So maybe he's just praising him by saying the son of my sister. He's really saying you're a person of great wisdom.